Patient last name is Logan, L-O-G-A-N. First name is J-A-M-E-S, James. CDCR number is Vias and Victor, 00606. Date of service is April 9, 2026. Date of birth is May 17, 1966. Next paragraph, achieved complaint left-sided numbness. The first off, patient tells me that he has been having left-sided numbness for the last few months. The first off, as a matter of fact, he was evaluated at the emergency room, dated emergency room at NATIVIDAD, emergency department in Salinas, California, dated February 23, 2026. First off, a patient tells me that he continues of left-sided numbness. First off, he's numb in the left arm and the left leg. First off, there's also some mild weakness of the left arm and left leg. First off, a patient also seemed for chest pain at that time. First off, a patient had comprehensive blood work, EKG, chest x-ray. They were all reportedly to be normal. First up, there was no further indication for emergency treatment at that time. Patient was recommended to follow with the primary care doctor and cardiologist. Patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms for weeks now. I'm sorry, for months now. First up, a patient has seen a neurologist before, in February 23, 2026. Was seen by a neurologist. First up, at that time, patient tells me that he had a brain scan. It was reportedly to be normal, according to the patient. A patient had a brain MRI, which was grossly unremarkable. First up, a patient was found on examination of a dense left hemi anesthesia to touch with midline splitting on the forehead and intact to pain on the left side. The neurologist at the emergency room thought that the pattern is unusual and that there was unclear etiology of his symptoms. The neurologist mentioned that his hemi body that he had non-neurological pattern of sensory loss, parenthesis, midline splitting is not seen in the central slash neurological processes, comma, and loss of light touch, but intact to pain in the left hemi body does not localize well neurologically, period. Next paragraph, also tells me that he's been having shaking and tremors of the left arm and left leg. Past medical history of chest pain. Asthma, colon cancer, status post-resection 2023. Heart attack, heart disease, heart disease, high cholesterol, and hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history, colon resection surgery for cancer. Next paragraph, social history, patient's prison. In prison, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, review system, patient has hemi body numbness. First time, next paragraph, current medication. Current medication, including acetaminophen and amlodipine. atorvastatin, Buspar, aripiprazole, and Abilify. Hydrochlorothiazide, albuterol, lidocaine patch, lisinopril, naloxone, nortriptyline, oxcarbazepine, sertraline, mixed. Next paragraph of the neurological examination, patient is awake and alert. So first step, patient follow commands appropriately. First step, there's no aphasia. First step, but there's no dysarthria. First step, but there's no aphasia. First step, patient follow commands appropriately. Next paragraph, cranial nerve examination. The cranial nerve examination, patient does have a left face decrease in sensation. First step, patient does have a midline sensory deficit right at the midline. First step, next number. On the motor examination, patient has mild weakness in the left arm and left leg. First step, the left arm and left leg strength is 4+ out of 5. First step, the right arm strength and right leg strength are 5 out of 5. First step, sensory examination, patient have a midline splitting sensory deficit on the left chest. Left hemi body. Next paragraph, diagnostics. Diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study were performed. They were negative study. There's no evidence of a cervical radiculopathy, lumbar radiculopathy, a peripheral neuropathy. Next over, EEG was performed. It was normal. There's no electrodiagnostic evidence for epileptic form discharges. There's no seizure activity. Next paragraph. Impression to left arm numbness and tingling, left leg numbness and tingling, left hemi body numbness and tingling symptoms. Patient also have a mild weakness in the left arm and left leg. Patient tells me that he had a brain MRI done at the emergency room, at NATIVIDAD Medical Center. I don't have the exact report for that. From the neurologist dictation saying that the MRI was normal. Next paragraph, other differential diagnosis also want to consider would be multiple sclerosis, acute transverse myelitis, spinal cord compression, causing hemi body numbness symptoms, and spinal syrinx. Next pro recommendation, explain the vision of the differential diagnosis. Next time I recommend obtain a brain MRI with and without contrast to definitively rule multiple sclerosis. Next time I also obtain MRI of the cervical spine and thoracic spine, with and without contrast to definitively evaluate for multiple sclerosis, syrinx, acute transverse myelitis, and any mass lesions in the spinal cord. Had history of colon cancer in the past. It is reasonable to rule now for any metastasis. Next paragraph, this marks the end of recommendation part with me after all these MRI scans. Next paragraph, this marks the end of the patient.